you know, God wants us to be happy. He wants us to have a good life. And I feel like a lot of us like walk around with our eyes open and we're looking and our mouths open. But I feel like our eyes should be open and our mouths should be closed a lot of the time. In life, we walk around kind of like ignoring signs and things, I feel like. So 10 years of struggling trying to get my hair license, I finally get it. I'm like, oh, cool, you know? But then I pray, I'm like, I don't like where I work. But I like working with Ariel is like my thing. So we've always worked together and I'm like, oh yeah, so what am I gonna do? So I prayed about it. I said, I know I've took all this time to get my hair license. I had it for like a week. And I'm praying like, okay, what do I do now? Do I go to a different salon and don't work with my wife? And then Ariel out of the blue, and I'm praying about this. I'm like, well, you know, what do I do? So Ariel's like, oh dude, like my customer was talking about some like job. You can work at the hospital and get insurance and like you transport people. And I was like, what? I don't even know what that even is. Like, I was like, transport like in a car? Like, you know, like in the van thing? And she's like explaining to me. I'm like, oh, cool. And she applies, you know, and like same day, the lady calls me back. I get hired the same day pretty much is what happens, which is really weird. And that's the whole point of like the whole God wants us to have a good life. I feel like a lot of times opportunities come. And if I would have had my mouth open yapping to myself, I would have denied it. I would have been like, oh, I don't want that. I waited all this time, 10 years to get my hair license. And I'm gonna argue with you because I prayed and asked for guidance, but then you give me guidance, but then I want to yap it up and not take what I think. So I just sat quietly with my eyes open. And it's like, oh dude, immediately, there's no way I can't get hired the same day, go in, get insurance, and then have the opportunity. This is where it gets me. It's hard because like I have bad PTSD. Like, I don't know, a lot of people don't realize I saw a lot of death in my life. Like when I was a young teenager, I saw my friend shoot himself in the face with a shotgun. So certain smells and like things trigger it. A lot of times when I go to my bedroom, it's hard because that's like what it looked like. Like when I saw my friend, and then I found where I used to live, I found a person that committed suicide in the woods. And I had to take the cop there, like all these pleas. And, you know, so I saw a lot that I shouldn't have saw at a young age. And then I was like abused when I was a kid. Like I was homeless, I was sexually abused really bad. So all this stuff, and, like visually I see in the hospital. So it's like, I think God put me there to be able to, when I'm pushing, cause my job title is what I do is I go around, I have a phone and the nurse is like, well, let me know what the job is. They'll like, oh, can you come in and move this person, this person, this person. So I work in the ICU a lot. So I'm moving people with vent, you know, to wherever, you know, CAT scan or wherever they need to go, endo or whatever. And then I work with kids. So I'm the entire building. So I'll go upstairs, move kids with cancer. You know, I move people with dementia and just everything. I mean, since I've been there for 3 weeks, I've already had three people pass in front of me, like pass away, like during the time I'm pushing them. Like on so it gives me a time. I feel like when I'm doing this, I'm praying for them. So it's like when I'm behind them, it gives me the opportunity to be able to reach like in their heart to like let them know, even though they can't hear me or they just whatever it may be, to get me an opportunity to pray for them. Yes, this is a big pay cut. Yes, I can make more doing hair, but this is the thing. That's not about that. And I always tell Ariel, all money's not good money. So I feel like if we could just open our eyes and shut our mouths, opportunities will come and we'll just do what he tells us to do. If we just do it this way, life would be so much easier. Instead of sitting there struggling and arguing. And I just, that's just all I had to say. So I just want to pray that, you know, all of us could just open our eyes, shut our mouths, listen to what God has to say and not argue the point, just do it. It may be scary, but just do it anyways, because in the Bible, he's not lying to us. So if we go against what he's saying, we're calling him a liar.